Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, a weekly public affairs program that introduces you to the work, lives, and lifestyles in Bedford County. Today's program over News Talk 1310 WBFD is hosted by Lloyd Roach. Bedford County Speaks is heard every Saturday at this time. Now let's join Lloyd for this week's discussion on Bedford County Speaks.
Thank you, Matt DeFazio, and good morning to you. Welcome to Bedford County Speaks. Today's program is brought to you as a public service by DestinationDelco.com. Just to the east of us, you can find the wonders of historic Delaware County and the Brandywine Valley, and by Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, right here on Route 220 in Bedford. Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, where buying a car is always worry-free. I'll be right back to introduce my guests, Ron Ferguson and Jay Barton, as Bedford County Speaks continues.
Hello, I'm Mark Thomas. So often, when you want to buy a car or truck, you're told to make sure you get a good deal. So what is a good deal? Is it just the price of the vehicle, or is it something else? At Thomas Chevrolet, we think that a good deal means everything that's important to us. Things like our multi-generational reputation for honesty and integrity, or the free inspection service you get on your purchase after you roll out of here, or the fact that your car or truck has been checked thoroughly by our factory-trained service department to make sure it's safe, or that we're a family-owned dealership that feels a responsibility to our customers. That's what a good deal means to us. How about you? The next time you need a car or truck, visit Thomas Chevrolet Subaru first. We'll show you what a good deal really is.
Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, where buying a car or truck is always worry-free.
This is Larry Fisher of the Bedford Lions Club, and you're listening to Bedford County Speaks over News Talk 1310 WBFD.
As I mentioned on this program before, one of the primary criteria is that I speak to interesting people and that we have fun. So both criteria have been completely fulfilled today, because the two people you're about to hear are nothing but fun. Ron Ferguson, who lives just outside of Bedford near Egolf Park, is here, and Jay Barton, also a local. But I learned both of them are not locals at all. They're actually from somewhere else, but we're going to be hearing about that shortly. So anyway, welcome to the program. We're here talking to two members of the Flight 93 Memorial Chorus. First of all, Ron Ferguson, I'm going to tell you, that is really a cool name. Who came up with that cool name for that particular group? That is just a great name.
I think that must have been the director, Jeff Avey from Cumberland, Maryland. And in his group, they started singing for the Flight 93 site long before the Flight 93 chorus was actually formed to celebrate the 10th anniversary. And Jeff and the group that got started, they must have named it Flight 93 Memorial Chorus to celebrate the heroism, really, right, of what happened in Shanksville.
So you guys, is it all guys, by the way?
Yes.
Okay, so Jay, are you a relatively new member, or are you one of the plank owners, or what? How's that?
Well, I was with the Flight 93 Memorial since its beginning.
Oh, so you're your original equipment then.
Yeah,
okay.
We're charter members.
The charter members. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So before the radio program, I asked both of these guys if they'd had any musical training. One of them told me he can't even read music, so I guess that kind of tells you. But despite that, you guys practice with each other, listen to each other, and what comes out from what I heard on a CD here that you're going to be hearing in a few minutes is really quite extraordinary. Where did you get your musical training, Ron?
Well, I started singing in my church choir in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, when I was pretty small. But then I enjoyed singing with the Penn State Chapel Choir when I was there. And then when I moved to Bedford, I found out about a barbershop group here in town called Harmony Hill Chorus and joined them. And from there, ended up with the Flight 93 Memorial Chorus.
So, I'm sorry, tell me the name of the fellow in Cumberland Inn that started this.
Jeff Avey.
So, Jeff, is he also a musician?
He's a director, and he's a darn good musician. In fact, he's the only fellow I ever met that has perfect pitch. Mm. And when we practice, he sings any part, at any time to teach us the proper notes and so forth. And he rarely uses a piano. He knows the key. He knows every note. even, the only thing that he doesn't always know is the measure number.
I see.
But he doesn't expect us to be able to read music because we have all these learning tracks. You know, we have a CD with learning tracks, and it's got the alto part, not the alto part, the baritone part, which is what I sing, the tenor part, bass part, and the lead, all four parts emphasized so that you can learn whichever part you're practicing on your own.
Well, Jay Barton, which part are you?
Well, mostly I'm tenor.
Tenor.
But every so often he wants me to sing lead.
I see.
Depending on.
So you're the on the Dennis Day of the group, if
yeah.
you Okay, gotcha. See, no one will know who Dennis Day is. We're the only ones that
yeah.
know.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Going back some.
Yeah. Well, that's, it's fascinating because usually when I meet guys like you, you've all been to Juilliard or something, but
you haven't done
any of this. So you're really amateurs doing some professional work. So this is great.
All amateurs, definitely.
So I understand the why of the Flight 93 Memorial Chorus, but do you sing patriotic music? Is that what works here?
Both patriotic and inspirational music.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lineup of about maybe, what, 15 songs?
Yeah, about 15.
And in fact, we're singing this Veterans Day. We're singing for the Veterans Home in Berlin. We're going to sing for a 30-minute program. Going to be 7 songs. And I don't remember the names of all of them, but one of them that we're going to include would be God Bless the USA. That's just a beautiful song. The reason that sticks out in my memory is because when we sang in Altoona, we were the guest chorus for the Altoona Chorus annual show. And the first song we sang was God Bless the USA. And we were stunned when we had a standing ovation for our first number. You know, it's common to have a standing ovation for us for the last number,
yeah.
But for the first number, we were shocked.
So we're going to hear why they had a standing ovation as we now hear God Bless the USA.
From the lakes of Minnesota, through the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, Detroit down to Houston,
this CD you're listening to here, this chorus at this point in time was 120 men. Today, in 2015, it's only about 20 men.
Yeah. So you've reduced this to improve the excellence, if you will.
Well, you know, on the 10th anniversary, it was a really big deal. And since then, on the 14th anniversary, it's not as big a deal as it was on the 10th anniversary. So some of the guys that were traveling so far. We had people coming from Youngstown, Ohio, all the way down to Frederick, Maryland. And now the farthest person away is Morgantown, West Virginia, and State College. But, you know, some of the ones that were 120 have dropped away for a while, for now. But I'll tell you, next year, on the 15th anniversary of the catastrophe, we're going to be spreading the word that we're going to have a much bigger chorus next year.
So you're recruiting for people now?
We definitely are. Mm-hmm. And one of the things we'd like to know, we'd like to let people know, is that you don't have to be read music and have perfect pitch or anything like that, because we have these learning tracks that people can learn the music at home. You know, while you're driving, as I do, I drive to State College to see a wrestling match. And my wife gets choice maybe on the way up, and I get choice on the way back, and I can play my learning
See, this
tracks.
Whole picture for me, because I'm a radio guy, is great. Here's a guy on his way to a wrestling match practicing his baritone voice for the Flight 93 Memorial Chorus.
Exactly.
The whole thing is sort of...
Yeah, because what you may not realize is that we sing without music and we sing without any accompaniment.
Right.
So we have to memorize the, we have to memorize the music.
So it's always a cappella no matter what.
And for Jeff, you got to sing it correctly.
Yeah.
If you're one voice with one note not tuned up properly... He'll catch it.
He hears it.
He knows it.
So do they ever beat you up about that, Jay?
Our director is so awesome.
Right.
He never offends anybody, never picks on anybody. He might pick on
What kind of director is that? I never heard of a director.
Oh, he's
like
awesome.
That.
Right. The guy's unbelievable. And if he hears wrong notes and he knows they're coming out of the bass section, he won't pick out one singer. He says, basses, you got to sing it this way, and then he'll sing it for him. And he'll have them do it over and over and over until he's satisfied that they have it right, and then we'll pick up right there. He'll give us our starting notes, and away we go. Never offends anybody. Never.
Ron, directors really are everything, aren't they? I mean, if you didn't have that, you wouldn't have a chorus.
Absolutely. Yeah. He's just awesome. And you asked whether he's a music major. He's actually an assistant principal in a school district in Maryland.
Mm. So this is his profession, his music?
It's his hobby.
Yeah, okay.
It's his hobby.
But he wasn't a music teacher.
He was a music teacher before he became a principal, right, or assistant principal.
So what I meant is he's been professionally trained at this, and
he
just leads you guys around.
And he was working on his PhD in music before.
I'd call that professionally trained. Yeah.
Absolutely.
He would comment sometimes not knowing whether having perfect pitch was a blessing or a curse, because he taught instruments, too, to youngsters.
Mm-hmm.
And it was terrible.
Like middle school level. That was torture for him.
You are listening to Bedford County Speaks. Our guests are Ron Ferguson and Jay Barton, who are both members of this enormous Flight 93 Memorial Chorus, now 20, soon to grow to a much larger group once again. And we're here in Bedford County speaking to these guys, and it is really fascinating. If it hadn't been for Jay Williams to introduce me, I would not have known of you. So I'm glad that we could do a little bit to promote this this chorus. So just guessing, how many performances have you done since you started this thing? I mean, rounded up to the nearest 100.
Well, maybe 4 per year or 5 per year, something like that.
Or 4 or 5 per year.
Times 4.
I see.
Around 20 maybe, 20 performances.
So this takes a lot of preparation to.
Yeah, have a lot of things. Songs we memorize, and that's really the only part that's that takes some effort.
Well, in the year 2011, when we were founded, I think we started in March, wasn't it? And it took from March till September to learn.
We'd have about 2 rehearsals a month.
Yeah, and it was up to us. We had the train tapes. It was up to us to learn the notes and the words. Between rehearsals.
Yeah.
And it just worked.
So you have to really work at this. This is not just something you do when you...
And one that we do every year now is coming up on the 15th of November. We're celebrating Veterans Day again on the 11th by the Veterans Home in Berlin, but also Man's Choice Church of God is a major performance for us that we've done now for 3 years. This is our third year in a row.
So you're up there once a year at least.
That yeah. we'll do Mansoy's Church of God, and they fill the place. It's just terrific. We got a terrific audience there, and it's great fun to sing for them.
Well, just a reminder, the program today is brought to you by Destination Delco, Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, and the Bedford County Chamber of Commerce, who proudly supports and celebrates the business community of the Bedford County region. To learn more, visit them online at bedfordcountychamber.com. We're going to be back with Ron and Jay and hear more about the Flight 93 Memorial Chorus. And you are going to hear actually more from the Flight 93 Memorial Chorus. We're going to play a little bit more of their songs when Bedford County Speaks continues.
You got a minute? I want to tell you a story. Have you heard about Destination Delco? We're great bars and restaurants. We're ethnic neighborhoods. We're the main line and the brandy wine. We're different things to different people. We're a little brassy, but oh so classy. We're main streets and back roads, marinas and museums. We're nightlife and yes, wildlife. We're Destination Delco, a new way to experience Delaware County.
Now, let's head back to today's Bedford County Speaks.
And welcome back. This is Bedford County Speaks. My name is Lloyd Roach, and with us today is Ron Ferguson and Jay Barton of the Flight 93 Memorial Chorus. Ron, we were going through your CD that you've so graciously lent us, and you said a couple of these numbers you do on here are more popular than others. And one in particular was the God Bless America.
Yes.
Good reaction to that when you sing that particular song?
Absolutely. A great reaction. We always have a great response. But the thing that we always think of when we sing it is something about the history of it, because it was brought out, you know, Kate Smith.
Of course.
Was famous, and of course, sure. famous in the Philadelphia area. She, in 1940, she was looking around and asked Irving Berlin if he knew a song that would raise the morale of the American public. And he said, oh yeah, he has just the right song for her. And he gave her God Bless America song. And she sang that on the radio, of course, in 1940, which was when the country was worried about having to go to war because Hitler had already invaded Poland and maybe Czechoslovakia. And so the country was really concerned. So when she brought that out, it was perfect for the time, 1940. So we think about that when we sing God Bless America.
Well, also, how many people around today where you could go over to your local composer and say, by the way, I need a monstrously hit song. I need it by next week. And he hands her this song, of course, that has gone through multiple generations.
And the irony, too, is that he's from Russia.
He's from Russia. And any of you who have ever studied the art of hockey know that that song exactly. was the official song of the Philadelphia Flyers.
Philadelphia Flyers.
When they won the
But this song that Irving Berlin wrote, he didn't write that song for Kate Smith. He wrote the song in 1919.
Right.
And was never published.
And we hear these stories all the time, these incredible songs that lay dormant for such a long time, and all of a sudden, bang, you know, there they are. Well, that's a great story. Now, I want to know a little bit about the performances. When you sing in these churches and these other venues, tell me how that goes. I mean, the church invites you over to sing, or the organization invites you over to sing. How do you assemble this horde of guys that come out and do that? Tell me a little bit about the logistics. Maybe you can tell me a little bit about this, Jay. I mean, what do you do? They all call you up on the phone and say, we're going to play the Madison Square Garden? I don't know. Where do you go? Wherever it is you go, you know.
Well, the highlight... For me, the highlight of our performances was our dress rehearsal in Cumberland in 2011, which was followed by a performance in Somerset, which was identical. Jeff Avey must have arranged. I don't know how he came to sing there. I'm not sure about how that worked. But Jeff Avey, he through the emails and contact, and he had people organizing things a little bit.
Like, and that rehearsals.
And rehearsals, they just tell us, this is the plan, this is what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then people would gather at the appropriate time.
Mm.
And it was just awesome. The way it was just awesome.
And you mentioned we line up in the back room, you know, in the major room, and line up. You got to be in your right space. Everybody's knows who they're following, and then the came in across the stage, or came in one time. We came in from the rear of the church, and came down the aisle, and they started clapping. And here we come in for it takes us 10 minutes to get in there. There's so many of us,
yeah,
and they're clapping the whole time. We get such a tremendous reception. It just,
well, that's
heartwarming.
That one there at Cumberland, I don't know. Were you standing in the front rows then?
Yeah.
The people that stood at we were on risers, and the people that went in first were the ones that went to the back of the risers. So the guys that were in the front, they were the last ones to come in. And I can remember that night, I could hear this rumbling applause before I ever even got in the church.
Mm.
I heard this. It was just, it was not thunderous. It was just like, thank you guys for coming here. Just a general, and couldn't believe it. And we weren't even on stage, and they were applauding already.
It says to me that right now,
my blood run cold.
In this country, and specifically in this community, there is great need for this kind of optimism, isn't it?
I agree 100%. At the show in Altoona, when all the barbershop songs were being performed, there was definitely polite applause. You know, they were enthusiastic. But when we sang our first song, the place just erupted and people jumped up on their feet. Mm. I think the people in this country are aching for America to be great again. You know, not to use Donald Trump's slogan, but
it's a great slogan outside of Donald Trump. It's still a great slogan because that's what people do want. I think we are getting a little tired of being behind. I mean, this is an extraordinary country. I mean, why not?
Yeah.
But, you know, when we did that performance in Altoona, the Flight 93 singers perform at a different level than other choruses. And after that show, I had a director from one of those courses come up to me and ask me, does our director really hound you guys to make you sound that good?
And well, that was my question earlier, because every director I've ever met is a tyrant. That's why it surprised me to hear this.
That's the amazing thing about our director is he's not only so good, but also you have so much fun singing with him.
Because that's a real gift.
He's got a huge heart.
I used to work with a director who had females, and all the women would go all crying, you know, this kind of stuff.
Really?
Oh, yeah, because this guy wanted perfection. But
uh-huh.
You know, this is actually very typical of most musical directors, whether they be orchestral or otherwise. And why do you think they call them prima donnas, for gosh sakes? So it's really wonderful that you have this fellow Jeff Avey.
He doesn't only teach us the notes, but he teaches us how to pronounce.
Yeah.
Some words are difficult to sing. You sing a different word that sounds similar but has a soft ending or something awesome.
We are speaking with the Flight 93 Memorial Chorus, actually a very small part of them, two of them to be specific, Ron Ferguson and Jay Barton, and they've been very gracious to join us here on the program to learn more about what they do. I think when you walk into a church or a venue or a high school gym or whatever to hear you guys sing, it is particularly uplifting to hear you sing these old standards, because the songs that you sing have been around for decades, some cases over 100 years, and they're still hits. I mean, you can sing that every time, and every time people like to hear it. And that, of course, is always the criteria of how well a song is written. So do you ever get tired of singing the same songs over and over?
No, because it's always a challenge. Because you get rusty if you don't sing it real often, and he brushes us up where we're getting rusty. But I was just thinking, since this tape here was made, we have learned some new songs that are awesome. I mean, totally awesome.
And one of our newer ones, Prayer of the Children. You know, it's an inspirational song about the children that are suffering in the war zones.
Mm-hmm.
And Jeff will introduce each song, you know. He'll say just a few words about each song in order to let people know something about it. Like Battle Hymn of the Republic, he'll talk about how that's came out of the Civil War. And Prayer of the Children, how that came out of the war in Bosnia, but it still applies to the children that are suffering so much now. Just think about Syria, what's going on in Syria and Iraq. And boy, it's just...
Well, it's like President Lincoln was quoted of saying that his favorite song was Dixie.
Yeah.
Which was pretty extraordinary under the circumstances. But it was an inspirational song.
Yeah.
And so that's the kind of thing that you guys are doing.
But, you know, when we did this performance in Cumberland, the afternoon of that performance, we gathered in this gymnasium, and he had us all gathered together sitting down, and Jeff told us, I'm going to show you some videos. You look at them now. Do not look at them during the performance.
Right.
And
he didn't want us losing our voices up there, you know, because tears are running out of our eyes.
Getting mesmerized by the video.
Yeah, it was very emotional.
Mm-hmm.
And during the performance, I had to check that out. And at one point, I did glance at the videos because you could see them. They were on screens all around the church. And I thought, well, I can't sing and watch that too. It's too emotional.
Well, before we leave, you have to tell me about this 15 November chorus, performance you're going to do.
Third annual performance in Man's Choice Church of God, which, of course, that's in Man's Choice. And we're going to be doing our full performance, all of our songs, including the new ones that we just singing this year. First one, I think this is the first time we ever sang the whole God Bless America song.
With the introduction, yeah.
The introduction and everything. So it'll be our best, you know. There'll be probably only about 20 guys there, but you'll be surprised how much good music we can make.
So repeat again, where's this going to be?
Man's Choice Church of God in Man's Choice.
In Man's Choice, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you guys have been a delight. You really have. I mean, it's been extraordinary to talk with you, and I can see that you are completely passionate about what you do. And you like it and love it, and that, of course, is everything. I used to tell my children when they're young, I don't care what you do, just make sure you love it, because you're going to be miserable otherwise. And clearly, you guys do love this. Did I miss anything here? Anything important?
Well, I guess two main points. To summarize, I'd say be sure and come to the Flight 93 Memorial Chorus. If you're a veteran, wear your uniform. We're going to be honoring you especially. And
there's no way I'm going to do that. I can possibly fit in the darn thing. Are you kidding?
Well, most people can't. Most people still couldn't do that. The other one is we're always glad to have more men. If you can carry a tune, why, think about joining the Flight 93 Memorial Chorus or even another barbershop chorus that we have here in Bedford.
Well, to take us out of this particular program today, we're going to play a little bit more of this music and to let you hear the passion and the melodic skill that they have. So we'll thank you both for coming, and thank you very much for talking to us today.
Pleasure was ours.
Pleasure.
And Ron Ferguson and Jay Barton of the Flight 93 Memorial Chorus, and here they are.
Listening to Bedford County Speaks. Listen each Saturday beginning at 8:30 to hear about the work, lives, and lifestyles in Bedford County. Bedford County Speaks is a presentation of the News and Public Affairs Department of News Talk 1310 WBFD. Thanks for listening.